Can you highlight some accomplishments during your current term that you're most proud of looking back?
I'm particularly proud of some of the infrastructure projects that we've done. Replacing the 27th Street Bridge, we're getting started. Anybody who's driven South Midland, that's one of the campaign promises I ran on, is that we would get that going. We were able to secure a $8 million federal build grant for that. That also helped replace the 27th Street Bridge. So we've done a lot of lobbying, myself and our city attorney and our city manager in D.C. and in Denver, to try to secure outside funds and really preserve a lot of the taxpayer revenue for other necessities and other projects. I'm really proud of the work, really the fight that we took to RMI to try to fight this massive quarry expansion here right in West Glenwood Springs that would totally have remade our community and our economy, you know, away from a cute tourist town into a, you know, really an industrialized mining community. And that's just not the DNA of our community or the history. And so I'm really proud of that fight and being very aggressive with that. We're moving forward with a South Bridge, getting that project shovel ready, which was another item I ran on 4 years ago. And we've just approved the final design work. And within 6 months, that project should literally be shovel ready for hopefully to take advantage of some of the federal infrastructure money that we hear hopefully will be coming down from the Biden administration. And, you know, I think as a community, just trying to figure out ways that we can better connect the leadership of the community and the staff to the people. For that, we funded a position in our budget for a public information officer, the first one the city's ever had, to collect information from citizens to get to us and to disseminate information to the citizens. And that has been a position we've had for 2 years. We've also been reaching out much more aggressively to the Hispanic community with translation services and translating our materials as well as our city council meeting. So I'm proud of that as well.
I also wanted to ask, what kind of support do you plan to give to local businesses as we go into, you know, another unpredictable summer season where we're not really sure what COVID's going to look like?
We have contributed over $800,000 to our local businesses. A large chunk of that has been specific to restaurants and retail because they were the most devastated by COVID restrictions from the state. So we did purchase downtown igloos and safe eating spaces. We've spent tens of thousands of dollars on propane and propane heaters so people could dine outdoors. We've relaxed almost all, as many municipal rules as the state would legally allow us to, so people can take their drinks and drink out in the plaza, open container laws. And so, you know, there's almost $1 million of support we've given our local businesses directly, in addition to all the rule changes. We gave out grants for them to expand outdoor tents and decks and patios. So we've done a lot. You know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And so I think we need to be cautiously optimistic that our economy is going to bounce back. And as far as pumping in a lot more money into the local businesses in the community, I think we're going to wait to see a little bit about how our economy recovers. But if there is a resurgence, if there's variants that come up and pop their heads up and knocks us back down, we're not going to be, at least I am not going to be hesitant to reopen grant opportunities for businesses that are disproportionately hurt.
And I want to move back towards the municipal projects question. I want to hear what projects are high on your priority list.
So about 16 months from now, we will have a reconstructed South Midland. Now, that doesn't provide any more capacity or additional ways out of the community. And what we have seen is that we are incredibly a fire-prone community. And so we need to be thinking going forward, what are the ways that we can keep the lives of our citizens, first and foremost, safe? And that is a South Bridge connection. That is my number one priority with a bullet. There's controversy about it because there's an airport, and we had a proposal from our engineering department to eliminate 43 feet of runway in order to potentially save the taxpayers $6 million for a tunnel under the runway. And that's something that I supported. I think spending $6 million for 43 feet is not a wise use of the taxpayer funds. But I was in the minority. And so we're going to go ahead and, I guess, spend that money and commit to designing that project. And I think that any time you add $6 million onto any project, large or small, it makes it more difficult to do. It takes longer to secure the funding. It pushes the project out several years, which increases the cost because of just construction inflation. And we've been talking about this project for 20 years. And if we don't start construction on this project by 2025, we have to give back a $5 million federal earmark grant that we got in 2005. And so that is completely unpalatable to me, to give back $5 million to the federal government and not get a South Bridge. So that is kind of my, I guess, line in the sand.